Track 15. But now we're reaching the last item in this first edition of Just Talk. And who better to give the last word to than Neil Haverson? Here he is, reminiscing about the good old days.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were.
When our children were young, I vowed I'd never say to them some of the annoying things my parents said to me. That pledge didn't last long. I couldn't help myself. "You'll regret it when you're older," I'd declare. "Or we never had that when I was young." Back came the sneering reply. "Here we go again, the good old days." Whenever I remember how I lapse into parental cliché mode, it reminds me of that classic 70s hit from Gladys Knight and the Pips, "The Way We Were." Remember it? The lyrics sum it up all so well. Gladys sings that the good old days were a time when life was slow and oh so mellow. We look back and think winters were warmer, the grass was greener. Well, was it really like that? Were things better than they are now? Or has everything gone into soft focus and we only remember the good bits? Here's another snippet of Gladys's wisdom. Bad as we think they are, these will become the good old days for our children. So where we recall that we had no fears of leaving the back door unlocked and ruminate over getting a joint of beef for 2 and 6 months, what will our children see through their rose-tinted spectacles? Will they go dewy-eyed over getting a different type of joint for the price of a hot mobile phone? Maybe the pace was slower and the streets were safer years ago, but was life better? Certainly we weren't such a material society. There weren't so many must-haves then. But take creature comforts. These days many of us have central heating and double glazing. We can move around the house on a winter's evening without noticing too much change in temperature. Well, what about those days of a coal fire in the living room? Get off the sofa and walk round the back of it, and you soon notice the difference. If you went to the bedroom, you had to put your overcoat on. My mother used to make draught excluders out of old stockings stuffed with socks. These were laid along doors and ill-fitting sash windows to stop the cold air invading. I do wonder if central heating is responsible for the spread of coughs and sneezes. I remember at work how bugs seemed to thrive in the air conditioning. And I shudder at the thought of the food we ate at my grandparents, particularly in summer. No fridges. Meat, butter and milk were kept in the pantry, in a safe, a small wooden structure with a vented door. All right, the flies were kept at bay, but I do wonder how long things had been in there and at what temperature. There were no best-before dates to give us a clue, and certainly the food wasn't riddled with preservatives. My brother reckons he can remember eating meat that was a distinct shade of grey. Mind you, I don't remember any of us keeling over, clutching our stomachs, having feasted on grandmother's Sunday roast. I wonder what Gladys Knight makes of it all these days. She's still singing, but minus the pips, as she concludes in that song of hers. Oh, can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? I don't know. I'm not so sure I want to hop in the time machine and live through, say, the 50s and 60s again. We've had major medical advances. For all the faults, the internet is part of most people's daily lives, and I feel exposed if I go out without my mobile phone. We can travel freely, and entertainment has gone way beyond a Brown and Marlin and a game of darts at the pub to dining out, and too many TV channels to count. I'll leave the last word with Gladys. Memories may be beautiful, and yet what's too painful to remember, we simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter we will remember, whenever we remember, the way we were.
The way we were. Do-do-do.
Thank you, Neil. That provides us with plenty of food for thought.